And so to 2014, and to Capoquin Church, County Waterford, again in Lismore Union. I've mentioned things about Capoquin earlier in these reflections, particularly the wonderful contribution made by Senator Keane of that place during the infamous debate in the Shannon during the Second World War years on the Taylor and Anstey. And so I'll move in a different direction at this point and just say something about the interior of the church. Capoquin's rare for a parish church. It has a big sanctuary to facilitate this, but it has a proper president's chair behind the altar for the presiding minister or priest to be based from in the Eucharist. And having a proper presider's chair is not some sort of piece of vanity for the priest to sit in. It says something basic and essential about the nature of the Eucharist as a gathering, that somehow in Christ's name, with him as the true host, someone presides and enables the gathering of the people of God around the table to break the bread, to hear again the story. And really, churches, if possible, should have a presider's chair that makes the point about the essence of the gathering. And I always think perhaps there's a very good one in Capoquin because of the incumbency there of a kinsman, indeed, of mine, Dean Gilbert Mays, who for many years was the secretary of the Church of Ireland Liturgical Advisory Committee and probably one of the real pioneers and brains of liturgical renewal in the Church of Ireland in the 1960s and 70s. The alternative prayer book, which preceded the present revised prayer book, was very much his brainchild. I always think of him sitting in that chair and that he may well have caused it to be placed there. Back to 2014, there was a rationalisation that year of local government in Ireland, the biggest shake-up since the 1890s. It was associated with Phil Hogan, a familiar name to many of us. And for better or worse, it brought many changes, including to our own diocese. For example, Kilkenny lost its historic borough council. It was meant to make everything more efficient and streamlined. One of the quirky changes was the creation of a single Tipperary. Cars hereafter had the number plate T rather than TN and TS for North and South. For since the establishment of the present more or less continuing system of local administration in 1898, there had been two counties in one in Tipperary, and this division followed divisions arising from the administration of law and assizes at least 60 years before that. There was probably a certain rivalry between the county towns, Clonmel and Nenagh. Tipperary itself wasn't one of them. And one of the county towns, Clonmel, was in this diocese. The other was in Killaloe. Interestingly, the Church of Ireland and indeed Methodist population was always much higher at the North Tip end. When there were two counties, one was called the North Riding and the other the South Riding, NR and SR. I've never forgotten a quiz as a child when we were asked what the NR in the sign by order of Tipperary County Council NR stood for by the roadsides. And of course, at the time, I didn't know. Riding is a Viking word. Originally, it means a third. So actually, there should be three ridings, as there are three in Yorkshire, where there are North, East and West ridings. And hence, in the case of Yorkshire, the title of a famous novel, South Riding, which is a work of fiction about the missing bit. Anyway, the ridings of Tipperary are no more, like the distinctive registration plates TS and TN, formerly HI and FI. No doubt it made administrative sense, and I'm not sure to what extent Tipperary people, united in their loyalty to their hurling team, felt a distinctive sub-loyalty to NR and SR, although there used to be also two separate Doyle constituencies producing their distinctive big names like Lowry and McGrath. But one laments the final passing of ancient anomalies, which are themselves examples of living history and explain to us where we came from. Such things are also, as I mentioned, good table quiz stuff. But one piece of humour about Tipperary and its folklore remains. Everyone knows the rather poignant war song, "It's a Long Way to Tipperary." Outside Mitchelstown in the County Cork, a road sign on the road to Tipperary indicates clearly that the latter town is hugely further away in terms of kilometres than is actually the case. I'm sure it's deliberate. Clearly, canny Cork people want to give travellers the impression that it's a long way to Tipperary, and why would you leave Cork anyway? As Cork people apparently say these days, if you meet God in Patrick Street during the pandemic, God simply says, "I'm working from home." Meanwhile, as someone said to me when I became bishop, thinking I'd be a great hurling fan, if you're the Church of Ireland bishop and Kilkenny are playing Tip, you can't lose.